Okay, we are picking up from Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph. We're on the top of the words of Beis Hillel. Nami was one of the Dapim today that really are Hashkacha Pratis in the Daf, where we're discussing the Avilus, why we're in the Avilus between Pesach and Atzeres, and a different Yonim that come up about Shavuah. So I'm really fascinating Daf today. We'll try to get to all of those Yonim in today's Daf. So we're in the middle of a discussion between Machlokas, between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel with regards to the mitzvah of Puruvu. How many children do you need to have Puruvu? According to Beis Hillel, you need to have a boy and a girl. They learned it out from Maaseh Bereishis. And Beis Shammai learned it out from Moshe Rabbeinu that he only had two boys, and Lechori he was yotzei the mitzvah. So Gemara asks, "So why didn't Beis Hillel learn it like Beis Shammai from Moshe Rabbeinu?" Amr lechad del Beis Hillel Roshban, Moshe medaitev de Avid. Moshe did it on his own decision, which Akash Baruch Hu ended up agreeing with, but this was based on his own understanding, and he wasn't necessarily Mekayim Peruvu. He was Pater from the mitzvah, Tesanya, with learning in Braisa. Shlosh Dvarim Asa Moshe Rabbeinu Bata. Three things Moshe Rabbeinu did on his own understanding, and Veskima Daito Ladasa Makam, but in each of those cases, Akash Baruch Hu was happy with the decision that he made, but Hashem never commanded him to do what he had done. Pirish Meneisha, the first one, again, we're going to analyze all three of these. The first is that he had stopped having relations with his wife, even though he only had two children. Vishibra Luchos, and he also broke the Luchos when Klal Yisrael had Shavasar Batamas had done the Egel Azav. He came down and they miscalculated. He threw the Luchos and he broke them. Vosif Yamechad Mid Daito. He also added one day to the Torah. He added one day to the giving of the Torah, which again, we're going to learn out all of these three things. So now the Gemara analyzes the price. So the Gemara says, Pirish Mina Isha. Where do I learn that he separated from his wife? My Darsh, what was the Lima that he had? Amar, he said the following. Uma Yisrael Shalom Dibra Imam Shchinelu Fisha. So when it comes to Klal Yisrael, Akash Baruch Hu only spoke to them for a little bit of time, meaning at Har Sinai. When we got the Torah, that was it. We couldn't even handle it. We only got the two luchos, and that was it. The Kavalam Zman, Hashem has told us exactly when it's going to be. Yeah, and we prepared for it. Amar Torah Al Tikshu Lisha. The Torah says, "Do not have relations with a woman because you don't want to tipulet the shichva zera, and therefore you wouldn't be tohor for the giving of the Torah." Ani Shemuchah the Dibra Cholsha Visha Vilo Kavali Zman Akas Kavakami but a Kavach Homer. And he said, "Wait a second, my Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he speaks to me, right? The parsha is about Loscha Pel Pe Daberbo. Hakadosh Baruch Hu speaks to me on the highest level of Nevu. I need to be ready at all times." And that was something which could happen at any moment, and therefore I must separate myself from my wife, and therefore he had made this Kavachomer. Tosa asked if it's a Kavachomer, so then it's a very good, why do we need the Braisa to say that Akash Baruch Hu agreed to them? A person has the ability to be done Kavachomer Atzvos. Tosa says maybe the Kavachomer you could ask the Kasha on each of these points, and that's why maybe it wasn't necessarily, as strictly speaking, Val Kavachomer, but nonetheless Akash Baruch Hu did agree to it, but that's the point. Back to Ovir, meaning you could have said maybe that who says that you have the ability to lose out on a lifetime mitzvah of Peruvu? That's what Tosfos get into it. Okay, but either one, so that Akash Baruch Hu ended up agreeing to that. When it comes to the after Maimon Har Sinai, so in Sefer Dvarim, when it relates what happened, Moshe Rabbeinu is discussing to Klal Yisrael what happened when he left, when Akash Baruch Hu had finished giving the Torah. So it says, everybody go back to your tents, which is a lesson saginar, a nice way of saying go back to your wives, you can have relations with your wives. However, Akash Baruch Hu said, Vata po amori madi, Moshe stand with me, meaning that say b'michitzasi, stay with me, and that is don't return to your wife. And that says Akash Baruch Hu agreed to the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu that Moshe Rabbeinu should not have relations with his wife. This is one of the things, the famous story with Miriam that I was saying, Pal Pavit, that was a response to that in Parshas Baloscha. Miriam was upset about that. Isha kushi sashalakach, there's different interpretations of what it means. Chazal seems to understand, based on the Sifri, that Rashi quotes over there, that he was parish from Isha. That's why Miriam was upset. He said, what? Aren't we Nevi'im also? And Nakash Baruch, and Nakash Baruch, we don't separate from our spouses. That's what Miriam said to Moshe. And she was looking for, had the best intentions for her brother, for his wife. So that was the whole shaila over there, and yet she was still punished. So now, back over there, the number two now. Was she bears the luchos? Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos, when he came down from Har Sinai. So what was this drasha? My darish, she said the following. Amar, Uma Pesach Shu Echad Meshish Mitzos. And one of the 613 mitzos is just the Korban Pesach. And the Pasuk says, Amar Teira, Kol Ben Echad Lo Yochabo. Nobody who is a Ben Nechar, literally, Ben Nechar, he's removed from the Torah. He's going to be somebody who is going to be not allowed to bring the Korban Pesach. So now, so the Gemara says, it says over there, HaTorah Kula, so then someone who is violating the whole Torah, we learn from there that also a Mumar, somebody who worships Avodah Zarah, doesn't keep the Torah, is not allowed to bring the Korban Pesach. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu says, somebody who is doing Avodah Zarah. So again, Kol Ben Nechar Lechabo, HaTorah Kula, so when it comes to the whole Torah being given, B'Yisrael Mumarim and Kal Yisrael, we're Mumarim because we were violating Avodah Zarah, Alachas Kama Kama, it's more so they're unfit to receive the Torah at this point, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu decided to break the Luchas again. So each of these points have a, Tosa says over here, what was the flawed argument over there that you could have argued? I mean, again, Akash Baruch ended up agreeing to it. The point was, It's something that wasn't so pashut that Akash Baruch Hu had to agree to. So here, what could he respond? You could have said, no, the Torah would have brought them back to do tshuva, and then maybe they should get the Torah in order to do tshuva. No, the Torah is saying that to be given in this state is not really. You should wait till they first do tshuva, then we'll give the Torah in the current state. So Akash Baruch Hu agreed. Ve'eskima daito ledasa makom. Where do we know that? Techtiv asher shibarta. The pasuk says that in we lay this on the tanya. So Shir Shibarta. So what is it? A man Ramar Shlakish Rakash says that Amar Leakash Baruch Hu LeMoshe Yishar Kocha Asher Shibarta Yishar Koyach. Lashon of Asher Shibarta is a lashon of Ishur. Like good, I'm agreeing to what you had done. It's a scary word in Israel. We're like waiting for Ishurin. That's like the government pending approvals. The approvals for building different things. That's Ishur. So that's what the lashon of Ishur means over here. Kach Baruch Hu saying Yishar. Good job. Meaning I do agree with what you have done, that you broke the luchos. So that was the second case. Now the third thing, Hosef Yom Echad Midaito, he added a day to when the Matan Torah was really supposed to be. My Darish, what did he learn out? That you should make today and the next day Kaddosh. That's what Kaddosh Baruch Hu says, meaning that that was the understanding that a person is supposed to stay away from his wife. So Hayom is Kamacha. Today is similarly like the day afterwards. The day afterwards, similarly, they're going to be like the same. So Ma Machar Leiloimo. So you learn that what just as tomorrow means that day together with its night. So too Afiyom Leiloimo. Today means together with tonight. Veleila Teina Nafaklei. However, this night that we're in, the day that Gosh Baruch Hu gave this commandment already passed. So therefore, Shemina Yom Lebar Meina. So therefore, we must add an additional day. So that was clearly, again, this was an additional level of interpretation. The actual pasuk just seems to indicate that you should only be having 2 days, the Wednesday and Thursday, and then the Torah should be given on a Friday. However, Moshe Rabbeinu's understanding was the Yom HaShlishi, as understanding that the Yom HaShlishi is like the day before, which should be an entire day, and therefore the Torah should be given not on Friday, rather the next day on Shabbos. We just had a beautiful idea that Rav Neventhal was discussing. We see that's Machlokas in Sfiras HaOmer, whether Sfiras HaOmer is Bezman HaZeh Daraisa or Darabanan. That Sfiras HaOmer is Bezman HaZeh Daraisa or Darabanan, the Rambam held that it's Daraisa. Many Rishonim, the way we seem to pass Kalach LaMaisa, actually, because we rely on certain kulas about counting Bein HaShmashos, not waiting till Tesa Kochavim. If it was Daraisa, you'd have to wait till Tzitzit Chavim Mamish. So the certain kulas that we rely on, we seem to hold, like the other Rishonim, that it's really Derabanan Rizman Hazeh. So Rav Neventhal points out, though, even if you hold it to Derabanan, it's still going to have some sort of Tokif Deraisa, because Shavuos only is Chal after counting 49 days. Ad Kedekach, that's the whole Shaila. If a person travels over the date line, you miss a day, that's the whole Shaila. Your day of Shavuos might be the day after. That's a real Shaila in the postgame. So that's how Taloi, the days of your counting are onto Shavuos, that the days of counting, the fact that we're counting the 49 days, only Shavuos is only after that. So it's really Chal on a level of Deoraisa. So how could that be? So Nevinzel points out that really the whole Etzim day of Shavuos was really Taloi like this. It was really a Derabanan made into a Deoraisa. That Moshe Rabbeinu established one of those days of Matan Torah, he added a day Medaito. This Gemara right here, that's what the Mamish from Nevinzel is referring to. It's a beautiful idea. He's saying that this Gemara is the source for that concept that even if Bezman HaZeh Sfiras Derabanan, it has a Tokif Deraisa, so too Moshe Rabbeinu, the fact that he decided to add a day into the when Shavuos should actually be, they see that Derabanan, Moshe Rabbeinu being Derabanan, he established the day and that has a Tokif level Deraisa. When was Matan Torah? That should be that day. Fascinating Ha'ara, a very nice idea from Rav Neventhal. So now going back to Ovir, we say Ovir, Shema Minah, Tarte Yom Ezra, you know, so he understood that an extra 2 days. Ve'eskima Deit Ladasam Akam, Delo Shar Shechina, Shabbosu, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina, his presence didn't appear on Har Sinai to Klal Yisrael only on Shabbos. That was the day the Torah was given. And it could never fall out, as Shechter likes to point out, that it can never fall out that we'll have Shavuos, Matan Torah, the Zman of Matan Torah Sinai will fall out on Shabbos, because we live in an imperfect world. We're in the time that it was perfect was when we got the Torah, and we're waiting until Yemos Mashiach is never going to be a perfect world, so therefore it can never fall out like it had happened when we actually got the Torah. So we're never going to get the Torah on Shabbos. It could be Motzei Shabbos, it could be Friday, but it can never fall out on Shabbos. I think it could be Friday. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But the Motzei Shabbos could never be. I think maybe Friday also. But either way, it can never fall out on Shabbos. The Gemara says, Tana, going back to Machlokas Beis Shammai Tzilo with regards to having children. Rabbi Nasan Oymer, Beis Shammai Omrim Shnei Zecharim Shnei Nekevos, Beis Tzilo Omrim Zachar Nekeva. According to Rabbi Nasan's version of Beis Shammai, you actually have to have two male and two female in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Puravu. And Beis Tzilo says, just a male and a female will should be enough. So Gemara says, Amar Ravuna, Ravuna says, Amar, my time at Rav Nasan, Aliba de Beis Shammai. What is the reasoning between, according to Rav Nasan, according to the view of Beis Shammai? Dichsi vatosif aledes es achiv es hevel. The pasuk says that after Adam had relations with Chava, she had shikatsiv and she had es kain ves hevel. So the lashon of es is a rebuy. What's this es hevel ves es hevel? So hevel vachos or kain vachos. So this turns out that hevel really had a twin sister and kain also had a twin sister. So in this case, we learned that there was a twin girl born with both kain and hevel. That's what we're learning. So the Gemara is saying But they really had both. So therefore, you should be chayim only with a shnei zechar and shnei nekevos, like the Meister Bereishis. Chsiv, ki shasli elokim zerachir tachas evel ki argo chayin HaKadosh, who had given me a place in Chayim, like given HaKadosh Baruch Hu had killed Hevel. So since Hevel had HaKadosh Baruch Hu was shis, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was shas ben achir, the implication is that you'd have two and two females. That's the lashon of zerachir, and that's what you'd have to fulfill the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Rabbanu, what do they do with this drasha? Udi, come out of the mother's house. She's thinking Gosh Baruch Hu. Nothing to do with that. How many children she became and how many she lost. Rather, it just means that she's thinking Gosh Baruch Hu, not with the implications for how many children you need to have in order to fulfill Pru Urvu. Tanya Idach, we learn another. Baisa, Rabbi Nasan Omer, Bechame Omrim, Zachar Nekeva, one male, one female. Ubisilil Omrim, O Zachar Nekeva, either male or a female. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav, this is a different version now. My time at Rav Nasan Libet the Beis Hillel, that what's the reasoning? Where is the pasuk? Shinemar losu bara l'shavas yitzara. The world is not supposed to be light empty. It's not good. It has to be inhabited. So even a person by having even just one boy or one girl, you therefore prevented the world from being uninhabited. So therefore, that's like your Makai in the Mitzvah. Some I'm actually on a hole like this. That really just one child you could fulfill Puravu. Itmar hayu l'banim biyosa over kuchavim niskar. This is a fascinating discussion. If a person was a goy, and then he had converted, and he already had children. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, you're already Mekayim Peruvu to the children that are born prior to your conversion, even though they're you had them in the state of being a non-Jew. So this is a big shaila in the Rishonim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, this is even if they decide not to convert, you're the only one converting, and they convert, you're still fulfill Peruvu. That's a machloka. Some Rishonim want to say, yeah, even there, Rabbi Yochanan would hold that you have to, you fulfill the obligation. That would be a fascinating chiddush. And Rish Lakish says, lo kiyam Peruvu, the other Rishonim have to hold it. No, they have to convert with him. And then the following machlokas would make a little bit more sense. Rish Lakish says, no, you're not Mekayim Peruvu. So Gemara says, what's the reasoning? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Karim Peruvia to have Avilei. Since you're having children, Rish Lakish Amar Lokim Peruvia, because Gershon is Kayak Katan Shinoladami, a person who is converting, he's like a newborn. There's a lot of halachic implications for that, for this halachic point that Gershon is Kayak Katan Shinoladami. First of all, the Chassam Sofer actually points out that he doesn't know where the source is. Like, where do we learn that Gershon is Kayak Katan Shinoladami? The fact that he's mamish like a new person. They could even, he can marry his siblings that were previously his siblings. If they both convert, they're not considered related anymore because they're Katan Shinoladami. He's like a new person. So Rabbi Yochanan must agree to this principle, but he is saying that at the end of the day, though, since you had children, it doesn't remove you from the fact that you had children beforehand, and that the idea of that you were shayach to the mitzvah is going to say that you're going to be a mekayim the mitzvah. So it makes sense, though, if you hold it only when they're converting, and this principle is brought in. If you say mamish when they're in they stay goyim, you're still mekayim the mitzvah. It's, I don't know, a little bit more difficult to understand what the machlokas is all about. Now the Gemara points out vazel tamayo that they actually have a shitasim in a different machlokas. The eighth part we learn hayu labana biyosa over kuchavin is gaya for person. Had children when he was a non-Jew, and then he converted to Judaism. So the halacha is Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Lo Bechor Lanachal, that he doesn't have the halachas of a firstborn. We know that the Nachal gets Pishnaim, so that the Pishnaim doesn't apply. Rabbi Yochanan rule, it says that if the convert had children before the conversion, the first son after his conversion does not enjoy the new son would not be a Bechor. Da, Havelei Reishis Ono, because he already had a child, Reishis Ono, the children of his literally his strength that was already had when he was the situation of being a goy. The new children that I'll have after converting will be the Bechor of Nachla. The reason is because Gershon is Kayak got the Lodom. Imam is like he's a new person, and therefore is considered Reishis Ono. It's like his original strong child, the first child that he's having, because the fact that he had children before means nothing. So the Gemara points out, why do I need the machlokas in both circumstances? I get that at the end of the day, Rish Lakish holds that the child is Gerik Kishas Gerik Gatim Shnol Adami, and therefore it's like you're a new being in Gansin. And Rabbi Yochanan holds that the children you had when you're a goy are mamish like your children. So why do I need the machlokas in both instances? The Gemara points out, Utsricha, I need both because of the following. Because the Ashbinan Ba'i Kamaisa, if he only told me the halacha in regards to the mitzvah of Puravu, I would have thought that Ba'i Kam Rabbi Yochanan, only there Rabbi Yochanan says that we recognize the children as being Mekayim Peruvu. Mishum de Mikara Nami B'nei Peruvu Ninu. That the Torah was given. It said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Noach, and he says, Peruvum, Lo Zaretz, that the commandment was given to Noach, so therefore it was given to Goyim also. That's all Shah. The Rashi seems to indicate from over here that the Goyim are also Shayach to the mitzvah of Peruvu. The Gemara seems to be fairish, though, not that way. That's the Gemara Tosas asked the Kasha and Rashi, because the Gemara Sanhedrin tells us that they're not Shayach to Peru Urevu. So others explain that really it was, at one point it was Shayach to them. Not that Rashi agrees, the Zman HaZeder Chayev, but at one point it was Shayach to them. Whoever other Rav Chai going in the Shiltos, he says that even nowadays Goyim are Mitzuva and the Mitzvah Peruvu. How do you understand the Gemara? So the Hamek Shel over there in Tziv, he gives a whole other way to understand the Gemara in Sanhedrin that would therefore not be a problem. Then you can understand Rashi holds like the Shiltos, then it wouldn't be a Kasha Bichlal on Rashi either, because he would understand the Gemara like that, and he would understand that even Bezman Hazeh, Goyim would have a Chiyuv. So anyway, so that's what we should require, not be Peruvu Ninu, that the Goyim, even Bezman Hazeh, are Shayaf to Peruvu, according to Rashi and the Shiltos, according to everyone else, not. Aval in Nachla, but with regards to Lachas of inheritance, the Laban in Nachla Ninu, the Lachas of Nachla never were applied to them in those circumstances. They have different set of Nachlas, different set of rules that the Gemara Kedushin relates. However, I would have thought Rabbi Yochanan would agree to Reish Lakish that we don't recognize the children that were born prior to any point, because Nachla is a whole other halacha that doesn't apply to Goyim. So therefore, I would say when he converts, it's mamish like he's a new person for this halacha, and therefore you would be shayach to the halacha of Pishtai. Therefore, the Gemara has to say that there's machlokas in order to teach the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. Now, if you only mention the halacha with regards to Nachla, so then I thought, on the other hand, Reish Lakish would it be a problem at Abba, come Reish Lakish. I would say only there Reish Lakish is disagreeing with the halacha that he's not considered his halachic children, and therefore you would have the shaychus to say that it would be Nachla. However, maybe with regards to Mitzvah Peruvu, you would agree to Rabbi Yochanan, because at the end of the day you had some sort of children, and therefore tzricha the machlokes is necessary to mention in both cases. Now the Gemara points out that Reish Lakish as Rabbi Yochanan as the kashan Reish Lakish. Is it Rabbi Yochanan the Reish Lakish? Rabbi Yochanan as the kashan Reish Lakish. Ba'itzir shalach barotcha baladan ben baladan melech bavel. It says that over there at the time that Baladan, the son of Baladan, sent to Bavel letters of Divrei Matanos for Chizkiyahu HaMelech. So we see that the Goy is identified by the son of another Goy, so everyone recognizes his offspring, and therefore that should be that in the end of the day we recognize their children, and there should be some shame for the fact that he had a child to the point that he should be considered a children for Peruvu as well. So Amar Leit, so he said back to Biochanan, Biosan of Nekachavim is Leu Chayas. When they're still Goyim, the Halacha recognizes that they're Shayach to their children. Niskayar Leis Lechayas. The moment they convert, though, they're no longer considered related to their former parents and even their siblings or anyone like that. Once you convert, they're no longer considered related. So where's Amar Rav? Akomodim Be'evet Shein Lechayas. So just a similar statement. The Rav says that everybody agrees in the state of Evet Knaini that he doesn't have relations to the Evet Knaini who has children. His children are not going to be considered related to him. So that if he then he becomes Jewish by being freed or something like that, he still fulfills the mitzvah of Peruvu, even according to Biochanan. So that's so the Shiloh is here. So what's going on over here? So Gemara says, so what does it mean? We see by Eliezer. It says, Shuvah lachem poi machamor, stay with the donkey. So we learn, Am adom lachamor, you guys are a nation that is similar to a donkey. So therefore the Kananim are not going to be considered, yichus, and therefore there's no halachic significance, no legal significance halachically, and therefore there's a Kananim slave and his children are going to have no halachic significance, like let's say they hit their father or something like that. That's not, the halachas wouldn't necessarily apply over there. Maisiv, they ask the kasha though, Lutziva chamishas are banim ve'isrim avadim. That for it said Beis Shaul, they had a woman Shifcha Knanis Ziva, and she had this Tziva had how many children? She had Aser Ban, 10 children and 20 slaves. So we see that we're counting the slaves that came from her. So this is against Rav. It's like counting animals. We're just saying like how many children. I mean, it's something that's just what happened. Not a halachic significant reply. So the Gemara says, Iachi, if that's the case, Hasam Nami. So there too, in the case of Balada, maybe say that also is not less referencing halachic significance, but just who was the child of who? Shani asked him, just like for the purpose, like how many goats you have. So where does no? The chasina b'shmaya b'shmei davun, because this one said baladan, baladan ben baladan. So they said baladan ben baladan, so ben baladan. So here it doesn't mention who her children were. So we see that there is no connection between them halachically, but where the two are mentioned by name, then there is a halachic connection. V'ibayseima, or you could say yachasina b'duchta achrisi b'avun v'abba davun. In another place, the goyim are mentioned by the name of the father's place. Chasina v'yishalcha melech asam. El Ben Hadad Ben Tivrama Ben Chalion Ben Ram. There's a bit domestic Lemor. So there, the pasuk says specifically, it goes out to mention three generations. That clearly shows that their yichus was important. Their genealogy was important for this purpose. It's my another shayla. Hayu labanim meisav. A person has children and rabach lechmelta they die. So it's machlokas. You makayim peruvu. Now you had a boy and a girl and they both die. Ravuna Amar kiyam peruvu. You have fulfilled the mitzvah peruvu of having children. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lokiyam, no, that at the end of the day, they you outlive them, and there's no law to continue them, then there is no mitzvah peruvu. Ravuna Amar Kiyam Mishum Dervasi, he holds like Ravasi, Damar Ravasi, Ein Bein David Ba'at Shichla Kol Neshamos Sheba Kol Neshamos Sheba Guf. That the Mashiach is not going to come until all the souls are removed from Guf. Guf is literally the body. It's the name of a special area in Gan Eden, in Gan Eden, that are separating between the Shekhinah and the angels. Obviously, there's one of the Gemaras that have a lot of deep Kabbalistic inyanim behind it, but this is just the basics. So that's we see that at the end of the day, the Mashiach only come when you have more children, which Agav is one of the reasons of Baruch Hashem that a lot of people like to have. We encourage having a lot of children as much as possible. That every child that you have, you're bringing the Mashiach closer. So every single person has the ability to bring Mashiach closer. Even one extra child, you're bringing Mashiach that much closer. That's why Rav Willig always goes about the fact that the tuition is so high. The yeshivas are supposed to be increasing the world and bringing Yiddishkeit and Torah and Chazon under B'marachiv, because at this point they're making people have less children. It's terrible. You have to figure a solution for that. That's a aga point that we want to bring Mashiach more as much as possible. People are afraid to have children because they can't afford it. That's something that we need to fix. We need to fix the whole tuition crisis. It's a real thing, and we should want to have as many children as possible to bring Mashiach. And the pasuk says, "Shnemar ki ruach milfana yatov," that the spirit of redemption has been before me and be leipor and have been upbeit. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, lo kiyam peruvia lashevet yitzar bayinah. No, it needs to be. What's the whole purpose of the purpose of the mitzvah peruvia is to be inhabiting the world? Valeika, you have not inhabited the world when they die, so therefore you're not mekayin the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, "Meisri akasha though on Ravuna." From the Brisa, turning on to the next time. Now, Bnei Banim Harim Kibanim, that the Lacha tells us, in the Sefta, the Lacha says that a person should never remove himself from Puravu unless he has children and grandchildren, because Bnei Banim Harim Kibanim. So the Gemara's understanding of the Brisa is that if a man has a son and a daughter, and one of them died during his lifetime, so then the person who died was survived by a son, so that the Lacha of Bnei Banim Kibanim teaches you that they're in that place. And therefore you fulfill the mitzvah peruvu. So this price is clearly telling you that only when they're alive, my grandchildren, are you fulfilling the mitzvah peruvu. But if they're not, if you're not continuing the genealogy, you stuck, it was cut off, so you're not making peruvu, this is against Rav Huna. So Gemara wants to answer, Kitanei Elashlim, that is talking about only to be mashlim, the number of children that the grandfather has not had. If the grandfather not had born a girl, maybe he could be mashlim through that. So even if the son and daughter both died in his lifetime, they leave no children, he's going to be put to the mitzvah normally. So Gemara says, "Meisi ve'kasha," meaning he only has one son, and then that son has another. The son and daughter, maybe he's going to the mitzvah peruvu that way. Another kasha, "B'nei me'am kabanim, meisa echad, if one of them dies, oshim sris, or one of them is a sris who can't have children, lo kiyam mitzvah peruvu, if not fulfill the mitzvah peruvu." This is again, beferish against Rav Huna. So Gemara answers, "This is, you're right, that's a double knockout against Rav Huna. Tufta de Rav Huna. Tufta de lacha does not follow Rav Huna. That we follow Rabbi Yochanan, that you follow the kaimim mitzvah peruvu only if you have children and grandchildren, ahemshech to your lineage. That is the only way you're mekayim peruvu." Now the Gemara continues with the original thing we said, "Bnei banim harim kibanim." So the Gemara points out, "Savar abaye lememar bara livra," that a grandson counts to a son who had died, "ubarta labarta," and a granddaughter counts for a daughter. "V'chol shegain bara labarta," certainly a grandson would count for a daughter. "Of a barta libra lo," a granddaughter cannot count for your son. So the halacha follows Beis Hillel that we need a boy and a girl. So when the Brisa teaches us that a grandchild is going to be like a child, this means that if a man has a daughter who dies and that daughter had a child who's still alive, then that hamshich, that grandchild, is she's still alive, going to be mekayim the mitzvah peruvu. So you're going to mekayim the mitzvah. If you had that female had a daughter, then for sure you're mekayim the mitzvah peruvu. The same would be true if the man had a son who had died and he survived by a child. So then if he had a son also, you'd mekayim the mitzvah peruvu. So the Gemara says, "Amarle Rav." Rav says, "Shevi Tzara Baya." At the end of the day, if you have a grandchild, it doesn't matter. According to Abaya, you want to say that the third generation it's an extension of the two generations. That it wouldn't be. So it depends on what the situation was. Here, we're saying that you're mekayim the mitzvah through having surviving grandchildren, both male or female. You're mekayim the mitzvah anyway. So that would be in the mekayim the mitzvah according to Rav. And he disagrees with him. So Gemara points out, that if you have two grandchildren from the one surviving child, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. That if the grandfather has two children, one died without children and the other one had both a son and a daughter, in this case the grandfather did not be in the mitzvah of peruvu, both according to Baye and according to Rava. In order to fulfill the mitzvah in this case, his son and his daughter have to have children. So Gemara says, so below, is that really true though? Amrei lei Rabbanan Rav Sheshes. The Rabbanan saw one Rav Sheshes. Nasivitza ve'olid bani. He only had girls. So he said, "Go get married and have another child." Ve'amrei lehu bnei barti bnei ninu. That he said, "My sons and my daughter are like my sons." Rav Sheshes told him, "I already mekayim the mitzvah through my daughter, and I had grandchildren through them." So lechora, Rav Sheshes is argument is against what the Gemara here. So Gemara says, "Ahasam dechuy kameadcha lehu." Rav Sheshes ikar mepurir de Rav Huna. So the Gemara says, Rav Sheshes actually was just pushing them off. He was actually had a physical impairment that he wasn't able to have children. As from the shir, he became sterile for going to the shir of Rav Huna, because the shir just lasted for like 20 hours in a row, and people weren't able to go to the bathroom, and they held themselves in, and whatever, it led them to becoming sick to the fact that it ruined their bathroom, and then eventually made them sterile, that they weren't able to have children. So that's why Rishashis was not able to have children. That's why he was pushing them off. The Gemara doesn't deal with the fact that I don't have to be married. That's what we saw from Shul before. That's a question that some of the Rishonim Achron ask. Anyway, the Gemara goes right there. So where do I know what that Rabbanan said? That the grandchildren are like children. Where is the source for that? You're going to tell me that's what the pasuk with regards to what Lavan says to Yaakov. When Yaakov was running away, he says everything is mine. The daughters are daughters. My sons are my sons. So he's referring to his sons, referring to his grandchildren. So clearly, because you never. So we see that the. Maybe he had sons after. By the way, the children that Yaakov had, his grandchildren are referring to as his sons. Elamata, so v'atzon soni, hachanami. So that the fact that but that's clearly not where it's from, because he's saying the flock is my flock. This to all the flock, your flock is the child of my flock? No, it doesn't matter. It's saying that you acquire them from me. Everything is really originally mine. And you got it all from me. And the only reason you're wealthy, the only thing you have anything in this life is all because of me. And you're nothing without me. So the Gemara said, "El Machas." So that can't be the source for the Bnei Bamner and Kamanu. Rather, it's from here. Ve'achar b'chetzon el Bnei Bas Machir Avigilad v'telad es Shigov. Uchsiv Bnei Machir Yardu Mechokim. They descended from Machir was the tribe of Menashe. Uchsiv Yehuda Mechokim, and it says that Yehuda was the law, was the one who gave over the halachas. So if Yehuda has the people who gave over the halachas, how could they have came from Machir, who was from the tribe of Menashe? So rather, the only way we could say this is if Machir's own children were from the children of Menashe. We see from here, Bnei Banim must be Areim Ke Banim. Now the Gemara says, Masnisin Delav Kerab Yeshua. Our Mishnah doesn't follow Rabbi Yeshua. It says that one should have children. Even later in his life, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, a person has children young in age, you should still have children in old age. Even if you have children in young age, you should have children in old age. Shenemar Boka Zara Zarecha La'ira Valtena Chadecha Kiencha Yodeh Eze Yechasher Hazeh Ozeh V'em Shneim Kechad Tovim. In the morning you should have your seeds, and don't sit by and when later, rather you should also plant, and that should, because of both, you don't know which ones are going to be good. So we're learning from here that you should have the lashon of a lashon that you really mean to talk about having children. The seeds are actually your offspring. You never know which children are going to be the tzaddikim, which ones will be the holy ones. So have children both in your younger age and your older age. Which I always like to say that mitzvah daraisa peruvu is a boy and a girl. Then sheves is if you're having your third and fourth child. And then Bekayim, this pasuk is if you have a fourth of Vitzah. I don't know where the source for that is. It's loosely based on the Gemara over here, but I don't know where he gets Dafka that three and four are going to be Sheves, and four and five are going to be this pasuk of Baboker Zara Sharecha Lerav Natana Chadecha. Very interesting. Anyway, so Gemara says Rabbi Kiva Mer, Lamat Rabbi Yudhuso, another halacha. A person learns Torah when he's young, Yomad Torah Bezeknus, you should also learn Torah when you're old age. Hayo Talmidim Yudhuso, you learn Talmidim when you're young. Still, you should have children, go keep teaching, go keep going, no retiring, keep going. You listen to Talmidim Bezeknus, Shemar Baboker Zara Sharecha, similar thing, that the seeds of ears part of planting about your Talmidim, that you should plant for your Talmidim. Amrle said, so this is the famous story now. They had 12,000 chavrusas. Very interesting. Why does they have 24,000 chavrusas? 24,000 students. Why does it say 12,000? So Ben Yoyada wants to taina. Ben Yoyada is the Ben Ishchai's commentary on Gadata. It's an amazing parish. He has an all of Gadata throughout Chas. So he says over here that maybe Rabbi Kiva knew that there was jealousy there. So he tried to make that the chavrusas, that the weaker ones should be the strong ones, so they have to respect them. Even that didn't work. Anyway, so what happened? And the Gemara points out, give us that empress, the two border cities, meaning all of Shevet Yehuda at the time, where all populated Israel, had Talmidim Rabbi Akiva. They all died because they didn't treat each other with respect. The Midrash says that they were very stingy. They didn't compliment each other. They always, a person who was his friend going up, he would degrade him and things like that. Unfortunately, we live in a time where we haven't learned our lessons from that, you know, that people don't respect the other side. No matter what it is, people don't respect the other side. And it's terrible. That we should, whatever person holds, if you have your Bayim, you have your Masura, it doesn't mean that you have to start chastising the other side for what they don't do. And I'll just point out that I'm not picking a side whatever person holds by this, but it's very interesting that Yom HaTzmut, Yom Zikaron and Yom Yerushalayim and Yom HaShoah, all of them are in this exact period with Lo Nagu Kavod Bezeh. The point is, whatever you hold by it, one side or the other, both sides are guilty of this. And whatever side you hold of, you should respect the other side. Realize that the other side has their gedolim and their talmidei chachamim who told them to act in a certain way, whether they're celebrating saying halal, whatever, whether they're not saying halal, whatever it is. But to go across and say the other side is a treif and the other side doesn't recognize them, and they have no akarsis over the other side is their apikarsim, and how could you respect apikarsim? Learn the lesson. Hold your sheet, doesn't betzina. That's it. Anyway, that was my side point. Now the Lord was left without any Torah. They didn't have any cover. And Torah Beikiva. It is as he taught Torah, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Mua, that were the Iker Talmidim. There's other Tanaim where there also, they had Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, Rabbi Lezer, Ben Yaakov, Nechemiah, those were all Talmidim, Rabbi Akiva. He was able to teach them afterwards, Vehemim do Torah la Shah, that the fact that Torah kept on going, that was amazing. Rabbi Akiva, who had Talmidim even after that point, that was this idea over here. Tana, Kula, Mesu, Pesach, Arteros, they died now, in the time that we're discussing right now, from Pesach to Shavuos, they died. Why specifically from Pesach to Shavuos? Some say maybe this idea of Kabbalah to Torah, that they weren't, the whole Torah is Vatalecha Kamocha, Rabbi Akiva is a Kalka Badora. They couldn't even learn from the Rebbe. The main point of that's all about the prerequisite understanding of Torah is that you're respectful to other people. And it's also Yemei Adin. We see over here that's Yemei Adin. Now, Arizal writes it like that. That's why the Arizal says you shouldn't shave the whole time of Sfira, period, because it's all Yemei Adin. Amar Rav Achabar Chama Veitemer Rav Chibar Aven Kula Mesu Misra. They all died very bad death. Ma'i Amar Rav Nachman Askara. They had trouble breathing. Someone pointed out actually that this idea of Askara is very similar to, unfortunately, Nebuchadnezzar, what happened in Karoda, that the people have trouble breathing. But we should learn from there also to have kavod zebazeb. Amar Rav Nasa Alachar Rav Shua Alachav Azar Bishua, that a person should have children even in his old age, and that's what we see from there. A person should have children even in his old age. Now the Gemara continues. Amar Rebbe Tankum, Amar Bechalinai, Kol Adam She'in Lo Isha. A person that doesn't have a wife, Sharad Lo Simcha, he doesn't have happiness, Blo Bracha, he doesn't have Brachos, Blo Tov, he doesn't have good. Below Simcha, a person should quote this Gemara to his wife. It's a good, nice lesson for Shalom Bayis. Below Simcha, when it says having Simcha, and Lashon of Simcha and Chag is also all about your house. Your house is a Lashon to your wife. Below Bracha, your house, again, referring to your wife over here also. Beisos of Ishta, we learn now. Below Tova, it's not good for a person to be alone. But remember, Amen, they say, below Torah, below Choma. Without Torah, without a wall. There's a wall around you. She helps you. Below Torah, it's not good for a person to be alone. Below Shalom, he doesn't have any peace. You should see that your tent, which is lashon to your wife over here, also shuvah lachem alechem. If you see that oil is over there, your wife. So here also, go back to your tent is a peace. You see nothing is bad. Amar Bishum and Levi Kalayadeh beishoshi yira shemayim. A person who knows that his wife is a big yira shemayim, veina pokta, he doesn't have lashon of pegida over here, lashon of having relations with her. And the right time nikra chote is called a sinner. Shemar biyadaki shon lalacha. Your time this whole, a person should make sure to mekayim the mitzvah of ona. Ona is a mitzvah daraisa. Ona is a leigra pasak mishpatim. And you have to have a relationship with your wife. Even if you think she biket tadekes, she doesn't necessarily care. But maybe because she's tzanuah, she's going to ask you for intimacy. But you have to make sure they give her the appropriate time to be with her. Okay, we'll go one more thing. Amar Bishum and Levi. Chayav an alif kodesh isha b'shal shiotel derech. A person is chayav before he goes on a trip to have relations with his wife. Shneimar v'yadata kishon la'alecha. As the pasuk, we'll start from there again. Go back to that point of Rabbi Shimon Levi, Bez Hashem, because really, Hemshech of the Gemara is Akasha, Bez Hashem in tomorrow's daf.